USA Radio News with Wendy King.
U.S. border officials say they're on track to apprehend more than 100,000 illegal immigrants this month. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The president telling reporters on Saturday he sees more migrants headed for the U.S. border.
Massive caravans walking right through Mexico.
And President Trump says he's told the Mexican government that it must stop these migrant caravans.
And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border.
He's also cutting about $500 million in aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, saying those governments are not doing enough to prevent illegal immigration.
White House counselor Kellyanne Conway on Fox News Sunday.
It certainly isn't a bluff. You can take the president seriously, and here's why. So what he's looking at is that 4,000 migrants apprehended in one day recently. We're on track this month for close to 100,000. We have never seen a surge like this.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
At the box office, a former Disney animated feature is brought back to life. The remake of Dumbo is number one, coming in at $45 million. The scary picture directed by Jordan Peele, Us, is number two at $33 million. Slipping down to number three, Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at $20 million. Coming in at number four, the romantic novel about cystic fibrosis, 5 Feet Apart, is at $6 million. And at number five, the true story of what happens to a Planned Parent clinic director. The movie Unplanned comes in at $6.1 million. On his way back from Morocco,
sentiamo dolore quando vediamo.
Pope Francis is saying that political leaders who want walls to keep migrants out will end up becoming prisoners of the walls that they built. He was responding to a question about migration and President Trump's threat to shut down the border with Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A college senior in Columbia, South Carolina, gets into the wrong car and ends up getting killed. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
A tragic discovery in South Carolina where college student Samantha Josephson's body has been found a day after she went missing. Columbia, South Carolina Police Chief Skip Holbrook describes how and where the body was found.
The body had been found by a couple of people hunting, turkey hunting in a field in what was described by the sheriff to us as a wooded area in a very rural part of the county, about 40 feet off of a dirt road.
She had apparently mistakenly gotten into a car she thought was an Uber. A suspect has been arrested. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Two Marine pilots were killed when the helicopter they were operating crashed in southwestern Arizona. With more on the story, here's Don Clements.
The Saturday night crash occurred on the vast Marine Corps Air Station Yuma training grounds, located about 2 miles from the city. The training ground is one of the world's largest military operations. Cause of the crash of the Viper helicopter remains under investigation. The names of the pilots who died will be withheld until 24 hours after the next of kin have been notified. The pilots were conducting a routine training mission as part of the Weapons and Tactics Instructor course. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.